For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Once again, I'd like to salute one of our reporters who's been at it hard and heavy nearly every week. He's the editor of Drug War Facts, a very in-depth and very articulate look at the figures, the data that holds this drug war together. You can learn more about his work by visiting his website, which is drugwarfacts.org. That's F-A-C-T-S. His name is Doug McVeigh. And this is his latest report.
We're told by the media and the feds of the large number of methamphetamine cases in the social services system and of children being taken away from their families because of parental methamphetamine use. These concerns have been widely exploited by drug warriors in their push to enact tougher penalties and new laws against meth users. In Iowa, restrictions on cold medicines and other measures to protect agricultural chemicals from theft by meth producers have apparently succeeded in helping reduce the number of meth labs in the state. Data shows that Iowa's crackdown on meth has not reduced the reported number of child welfare cases involving parental meth use. That is, domestic production has decreased. Consumption, and particularly problem use, has not. We did see this coming. In 2003, a social services administrator in Iowa who researches this subject noted that the State Department of Human Services had found that what works best with meth-involved parents is often not available, or available only on unlimited basis. What works best is drug court, inpatient drug treatment followed by residential treatment, and intensive follow-up by trained substance abuse counselors. Treatment for meth addiction is a long-term proposition and may take several years for parents to successfully complete. The permanence and stability of children of meth-involved parents in the meantime remain a complex and costly dilemma. She was right then. The funding situation has grown worse since. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Times Magazine, they've issued the top 10 news stories for 2005. Number 10, liberalizing cannabis laws enables police to focus efforts on more serious crimes. Number 9, THC selectivity inhibits tumor growth better than synthetic alternative. Number 8, legal proceedings begin challenging NIDA's monopoly of U.S. pot supply. Number 7, Congress requests model statute to penalize drug driving. Number 6, first ever medical cannabis spray now available in Canada. Number 5, Denver votes to abolish pot penalties. Number 4, cannabinoids promote neurogenesis in the brain. Number 3, marijuana arrests for year 2000, most ever. Number 2, Gallup poll, public support for marijuana legalization at an all-time high. And number 1, the Supreme Court rules that the feds can arrest state-recognized medical marijuana patients. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.